Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Shakopee, Minnesota, a beautiful place on a nice fall afternoon for a freestyle motocross amidst a concert and other festivities, Minnesota style. Our guest today is Alex Damlow. Alex is from Hutchinson, Minnesota, a local man right here, and this guy is jumping high in the sky with freestyle motocross. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the show.
How are we doing today, Randy?
It's a good day.
It's a beautiful day out here to jump, and it's a great crowd, great vibes, so let's keep it rolling.
Tell us about what you do for someone who's never seen. Can you paint a picture for us what a freestyle motocross jump entails?
So a lot of it, I feel like, is gymnastics based. I know a lot of the freestyle guys do like gymnastics, yoga, stretches, pretty much being flexible and throwing yourself off the bike, controllably obviously, but gymnastics on a bike is the best way to put it.
That's a fun way to put it and a very applicable way. How high are you jumping? How far across?
So we jump 75, 78 feet to the good spot where you usually want to land, and I'd say anywhere between 30 and 40 feet in the air.
That's pretty spectacular.
It's fun. I know. It's like almost like skydiving and free falling when you're up there, and it gets in a good adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not just jumping, and you talk gymnastics. So can you paint a picture of what your favorite trick, as they call them, what your favorite trick is, and what do you do technically to achieve it?
So my favorite trick, I guess the best one I'm good at, is like almost like a handstand on a bike. So what I do is I kick off after the ramp, like as soon as you get off, because the problem with going before is it'll preload the suspension and kind of upset the bike. If you go right after you take off and kick off from the bike, you'll kind of almost like you're doing a front flip. You'll rotate your head down and pull your legs up, clench your cheeks, and your legs will come right up.
Oh, is that right? How old are you? How long you been doing this?
I've been doing this for now, I want to say just shy of 4 years, ramping at least. Professionally, about 3, give or take. But it's been a great experience. Everybody I've worked with so far is just amazing. All the riders are down-to-earth people. Everybody's just there to pick each other up, you know, boost each other's morale, and just keep everybody's head on straight and, you know, get ride safe, get home safe.
You have a real job. You travel.
Yeah. Yep. So I do sales managing at Rath Racing. So I'm kind of like the front end manager. We do the shipping, receiving, logistics, and sales. And that's pretty fun. I mean, it keeps me busy in the off time when I'm not riding or racing. And I got a great boss that allows me to, you know, take off to do this stuff and supports me in every way to get this FMX stuff to work. And still keep a job at home, so it's awesome.
What can you tell our youngsters, our boys and girls listening, if they want to get a helmet and strap on an FMX career?
I'd say don't give up on your dreams, but practice a lot. Like, don't force yourself to hit the ramp. I know there is, you know, some riders out there that want to force it into a ramp, but honestly, it comes with time. The more time you put on the bike and the more time you spend between your legs, the better it's gonna get. Just time, seat time, and never give up on your dreams, man. I never knew I would make it this far, you know? Like, I was just riding for fun. I'd go hang out with my buddies and just ride for fun, and eventually it just came, you know? You'll get a call, you'll meet people on the road, so it's awesome.
That's words of our champion, Alex Damlow from Minnesota, one of the best in the business, freestyle motocross jumper. Thank you, Alex. Have success. God bless you, partner.
Thank you so much, Randy. You too. God bless.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.